Did the pandas in China's Wulong Reserve know that Monday's earthquake was coming before it hit? A British tourist watching the pandas as the quake struck offered a keen observation.
They'd been really lazy and just eating a little bit of bamboo, and all of a sudden they were sort of parading round their pen. Looking back, they must have sensed something was wrong.
Some scientists say animals can sense impending danger by detecting subtle or abrupt shifts in the environment. When the tsunami hit in 2004, there were reports that elephants in Sri Lanka fled to higher ground well before the waves crashed into the coastline. National Geographic grantee and panda researcher Mark Brody says some animal species, such as elephants, who are known to hear low-frequency sound waves, hear things sonically and may get an early warning. Some animal species have a greater awareness than humans of vibrations in the ground, and they may sense smaller tremors prior to a big earthquake. A group of tourists was airlifted to safety from Wulong and taken to the provincial capital of Chengdu on Thursday morning.
We were looking forward then to moving on to the larger panda, where we were not sure whether that panda was going to come out of the enclosure or whether someone was going to go into an enclosure to be with that panda. So we were waiting for that to happen, and then suddenly we had this horrendous noise, which is just, well, you can't describe what it's like. It's just a huge, huge noise and the land shaking underneath you.
12 Americans, part of a World Wildlife Fund-sponsored tour of China, were visiting the panda reserve in Wulong when the earthquake struck.
It certainly was a surreal experience to be standing there going through a, whatever it was, 7.9 Richter earthquake, surrounded by 25 pandas, all sort of reacting to that as well.
Wulong's 86 pandas were reported safe on Tuesday. The 7.9 magnitude earthquake hit on Monday with the epicenter near Wulong Reserve. Rescuers are still making their way to the more remote areas affected. So far, the death toll stands at almost 20,000 and is expected to climb higher as rescue efforts progress.